FM account. I can see we've got Geckies in the room already. Someone, Mehmet, requested to speak. I'm afraid we're going to just start off with a chat between the projects. We might bring people up a bit after that, Mehmet. So I'll bring Geckies up. I think it's Jacob behind this account. So we shall see. If we can just do a little bit of a mic test to see how he is getting on. Just invite him up as the co-host for this one. I wasn't sure if Jacob was going to be joining on his Atlas DAO account or the Geckies account, so it's good to see that the Geckies are in the house here. Ferrarma, good morning. Yeah, Jacob, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yep, coming through loud and clear. There seemed to be a little bit of a confusion with this space. One of my advertisements was taken down, which doesn't help too much, but good to see a few people piling into the room, which is great. So yeah, looking forward to a conversation today. You know, we don't have to have a set time. I mean, obviously, if you have to drop off by a certain stage, obviously, the space will close. But at the same time, we don't have to say, hey, we're going to do a space for an hour and it's going to be this long. I mean, if you tell us the interesting things going on with your project, plural, in a shorter space of time, we don't have to extend this thing beyond what is necessary. So, yeah, it'd be quite interesting, I think, to hear the sort of synergies, collaborations between what you're doing, what TFM's offering on the Cosmos NFT frontier and such like. Does that seem reasonable with yourself?
Yeah, that sounds great, actually. Yeah, because guys, TFM always been like one of my favorite projects in Cosmos. Like the way you guys build, ship everything, you know what I mean? Like with a great team and the UI is always great. So, so it's kind of like great to finally be in a space with you guys.
Absolutely. I mean, we appreciate your kind words. And to be honest, actually, you have been a long-term supporter since the sort of the Atlas DAO days on Juno. Just on a sort of bystander's perspective, I found it really interesting. I mean, I've known that you've been putting in work for like years. You know, some people might think, oh, Geckies is this new thing. And it's you sort of suddenly had like overnight success. But I mean, you've been grinding for a long, long time. And definitely. And just the support you've sort of shown for TFM sort of throughout that time, sort of promoting TFM and what we're doing with the NFT aggregator sort of via Atlas DAO. Has been much appreciated, and yeah, it's great to see that you're getting some sort of recognition, and definitely a lot of success with the Geckies collection. And not only that, like what you've been building as well, on Stargaze, it seems that like sort of the move from Juno to Stargaze has been really positive for you as a builder. Would you say that's been a good move for yourself?
Yeah, also it's been a good move, but I won't say it's like just a move from Juno to Stargaze. It's just like for a project, we're NFT projects. So Stargaze is the NFT hub of Cosmos. So you know, what I mean, like Juno is not the NFT hub of Cosmos. So it's Stargaze. So we had to like make a move, you know what I mean, like, and have like a app deploy on Stargaze and do all these NFT on Stargaze. But as like for Juno, like I'm still a fan of Juno. I will always try my best to provide value to the chain, and I feel like I've done a lot for Juno in a sense. Like I'm not getting paid and stuff like that, and I just like the project and chains. But yeah, so it's been a long time coming in a sense. I feel like I've been in crypto, let me see now, for 2 years. And I remember the old days, like I remember when I started in the Cosmos ecosystem, the first space I joined were like the Cosmos space. I don't know if you know them, like from Little Gains, Cosmos Haas, Trig and Tricky, all these guys, like we were like literally like the first, we did the first space ever like that with them. So like we started kind of Cosmos space in a sense, doing this space. We used to do like 3 hour space, not every day, but like a lot. Like that was like back in the bull market where we didn't have to work, right? Now you have to work. It's in a bear market. But no, those days were great. And like going from there, like seeing all these guys building stuff, I always wanted to build something in this space. And also kind of like something that kind of valuable, not like puns, you know, make and like all these other things that I don't really like having like a business mindset into it as well. And kind of like have like value accrual that integrated to it, not just for like free money, you know what I mean? So it's always been like my thought process, and I know like one day it will get there, but thing like this take time. And that's one thing I feel like in crypto people don't seem to understand. It's kind of like if you build a successful business, it doesn't happen over time, you know what I mean? It takes a lot of time, a lot of dedication, and it requires like a lot of people to see the vision and going from there. And that's why like I don't mind like keep building, being like quiet for a little bit, find the right people, and like and it's gonna happen at one point. So I enjoyed the whole process, and even though it was like brutal in this bear market. Like when I mean brutal, really brutal. I know you can relate, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So I mean, it is nice, I think, yeah, to see a bit of number go up. Technology as well, for sure. It definitely brings a smile to the face. I mean, just in case there's anyone in the space that's not familiar with TFM and what we are doing, I mean, and how it relates to Gekki's, Atlas DAO, NFTs, and the Cosmos. I'll give a little bit of an introduction as to sort of what TFM's NFT aggregator is, and then we'll maybe have a deeper dive into some of Jacob's projects. Maybe you want to focus on Gekki's since you came in with that account, but like, yeah, whichever way you want to sort of take it, I can sort of ask some questions about what you're building and such like, and you can share that with us. That would be great. But yeah, I mean, as far as TFM,
we can talk about everything in a sense. I just came up with the Gekki's because it's like, I don't know. That's like what I saw you mentioned TFM and Gekki's, but we can talk about everything. But yeah, yeah, go ahead and let's talk about TFM, what you guys are doing. It's really dope.
Yeah, well, I mean, signing on with the Gekki's account, Gekki's is hot right now. So I mean, I'm really interested to sort of hear more about we kind of know how things went, but yeah, just hear more about it from your perspective would be really cool. But just a quick sort of intro of what TFM is. We have, I mean, sort of multiple products, but the one that's most sort of related to Gekki's would be the NFT aggregator. So an aggregator meaning that it's not technically, it's not an NFT marketplace. You can't list your NFTs on TFM, so just tfm.com/NFT. There is a collection offer feature on some of the chains that we've integrated. But yeah, as an aggregator, users can come along and look at NFTs on multiple chains. So currently we've got Juno, Terra were some of the older ones, Stargaze, Omniflix, and Injective. There will be another one getting integrated in the near-ish future over the next few months. I'm not going to say too much about that at the moment. But yeah, currently 5 different chains, the NFTs on all the marketplaces on all those chains can be viewed in one terminal, which I think is kind of cool if you are interested in more than just Stargaze NFTs. Obviously, if you're interested in just Stargaze NFTs, you can go to Stargaze, you'll see them all. You can come to TFM, you'll also see them all. There's also sort of different pro trading, charting, and sort of other analytics that people can dive into if they're interested in the trading side of things. But yeah, that's kind of what TFM NFT Aggregator is about. One of the things that we like to do is create custom links for collections that we're friendly with, I suppose. So if you go to tfm.com/geckies, just exactly as it's spelled on the profile there, that'll take you straight to the Geckies page on TFM. So yeah, quite a nice little feature, I think. I mean, that's something I spend doing, talking to projects, working out which projects we're going to add like that. And obviously, the more, the merrier. So yeah, as far as Geckies is concerned, it seemed to sell like absolute hotcakes. I missed a DM from Jacob, actually, saying, hey, do you want to be on the whitelist? And then when I saw it, I was like, yes, I do want to be on the whitelist. And he went, well, unlucky, because it's minted out. So it definitely, you snooze, you lose in this game. And unfortunately, I lost out on that one. But yeah, I mean, as far as the mint is concerned, Jacob, do you want to sort of tell us how that felt for you to have such a quick mint out?
I would say it was like a stressful week, stressful 4 days, I would say. But one thing I would like to mention with TFM that I really like is the ability to buy NFT with any token, in a sense. So if you don't have token, you can just, I think, like scroll down and like you can aggregate all your token and just the TFM router kind of like sell all your NFT in the background and buy the NFT for you. And kind of like you have like a sweep thing too, where you can sweep a couple NFTs all together, in a sense. It's kind of like with a neat UI too, so it's pretty enjoyable to do. You know what I mean? Like you can also see every NFT in the whole Cosmos, right? I'm kind of like get what you want with any token. So if you Atom maximalist, you could say you can just have Atom and just use the app to buy NFT from everywhere. So that's pretty neat that I really like. And the UI too, like the analytic view. I usually use that for like when I'm using Stargaze, kind of like check what's going on there. Because before Stargaze didn't have that, so I was like used to use that a lot to check on different NFT project. But yeah, so as for like the launch of the Geckies, so I got involved with this project, let's say 2 months ago. So I wasn't like the one who like come up with the name and did like the artwork and stuff, and like the background information and stuff. But like the team reached out to me on like, you want to lead this project, it should be a fun. I'm like, yes, why not? It seemed fun and there's a lot of cool thing that can be done with it. So I got involved. I'm like, yeah, I'll lead this project. And I lit it and like and I brought it into Atlas DAO. So it's kind of like part of Atlas DAO now. But yeah, so as for like the art, so we had the artist Killerjoy. He's the one who did the art. Yeah, he did a phenomenal job. I'm like, yo, the art looks sick. Like, I don't know if you saw my PFP. Not this one, but like from Jacob. Yo, that PFP is amazing. Because like for me, I got into crypto through Dogecoin. That was like my first ever crypto ever. So it's kind of like went back some memory because we have like the Ashiba traits. You have like you holding a Shiba in your hand. You also have like a squid. You hold a squid, so it's kind of fun. There's a lot of fun trait in there. But since you were there like during the minting stage, we had like a unique thing going on called like Blue and Pink. So when the collection went live, you could only mint or trade blue and pink picture and stuff. So that was nice to see like that interaction of the community. Like everybody wanted to know the unveiling, what's going on afterwards. And we also added that into the traits and the meta data. So now if you look at any geckos, you see like a faction on traits. So that trait will either be blue and pink. There's something going on there that I will be announcing sometime in the near future, but I don't want to mention anything on that until I have a concrete way or that's going to play out. But it should be fun when I get that done. But when I'm mostly focused on getting some collaboration going on with other project, having some fun, and some cool, we'll announce some cool stuff next week too. So it'll be pretty interesting. So I don't know. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of way I could go on from there, but I don't know if you have any specific question or anything else.
Yeah, man, we can jump into some of this. I mean, some of this stuff, I mean, it may well be common knowledge for the Geckies community, but I was hearing some stuff that I wasn't aware of in that response. I just went and had a look at your personal PFP, and it does look pretty dope. I see what you're saying about. So yeah, so Jacob was talking about how he first got into crypto with Dogecoin. So yeah, on his personal PFP, it looks like he's wearing a shirt with the Dogecoin logo front and center. So yeah, it looks super cool. And this, I do remember that before the Geckies were revealed, yeah, there was this blue and pink kind of placeholder type things. Is this a sort of hat tip to the, I mean, back on Juno, maybe a year ago or something, right at the start of DAO, there was this blue and pink thing. Is it anything to do with that, or is it just so happened that it was the same colors? I hope I was coming through okay there, Jacob. You're muted just now.
Oh, I'm mute. Oh, my bad. I think I'm mute. Yeah. So what I was going to say is, So that was it, part of the blue and pink from Juno. Now that you mention it, now I remember about it. So that wasn't part of it. So the reason we did the blue and pink was kind of something with art that really interesting is some of the best tricky and lore and meme come out in the last minute or two, intense stuff you never knew about just came out to be. So for the blue and pink, we had the art ready with the artist. Everything came to the wire. We had some meta data issue that we're dealing with. So because we didn't want to just launch the collection, we thought being perfect, you know what I mean? Everything is good, the art and the meta data, everything great. So we end up launching with just the blue and pink for that one. And end up doing a reveal on Sunday. But toward this day, I was thinking okay, now utilize that to create some kind of fun interaction on chain with it. So I should have mentioned that that's a little bit alpha, but yeah, with the blue and pink. In the future. So that's how it came out to be with the blue and pink. And we did the reveal, I think on Sunday. So it was pretty quick. But we had on the Thursday, we had to move the launch for 3 hours. So that was so stressful because yo, everybody were on me. Oh my God, what's going on? This is a scam. Oh my gosh. I'm no, guys, just be patient. And the second day, we had also to postpone it for 3 hours. It's it was so funny because we did a different phase. Because technically the goal of the collection is to bring the DYDX community into Stargaze and do some fun stuff there, because DYDX now is in Cosmos, but it's not really initiated with the whole Cosmos in general. So hopefully the goal of this collection is bring that community together into Stargaze and the Cosmos in general. So we had 3 stages. So the first stage were just for the edges older. So the edges is the main collection for DYDX they use on the platform for a discounted fee and all other thing. It's on ETH. So they were the first project to go. So if you own the edges, you were able to mint one on Stargaze and also receive some kind of airdrop, 3,000 stars and you get it as an airdrop. And also the second stage where like for all the DYDX stakers. So if you all the DYDX stakers were automatically airdrop, no, automatically whitelisted. So there were about 12,000 wallet there. And also some fun thing we did. So I reach out to every, not just myself, like we reach out to every Stargaze project and ask them, do you want whitelist? We give you 20, just give it out to your community. Some project didn't reach back. That's fine. Also, that happened. But I try my best to get like as many projects on Stargaze. If you're a project on Stargaze, you can whitelist your community. So I try to do that. Like I reach out, I DM. I think I DM almost every project that I can think of, or like on Twitter or on Discord. And I reach out to almost everybody that I know. You know what I mean? Like, do you want a whitelist? Do you want a whitelist? You know what I mean? Because I wanted like to include everybody. Which the goal is like build a community, you know. And it's a free mint too, you know what I mean? And the third stage were for all Stargaze active users. So if you use Stargaze and for a while, like for a little bit, you were able to be whitelisted. But we didn't expect that whole success with the collection so far. We're like, so that was a surprising surprise. But in general, the collection is meant to be fun. And now, yeah, it's a free mint. And my general expectation to the community is like, there's a team beyond the project, the Atlas DAO team. We have a good set of dev that are shipping. So we are like the first NFTFi platform on Stargaze to Atlas DAO. And we just ship like a lot of no update in the raffle stage with no UI. We have to add it and stuff with the help of like some great dev and stuff. So there's like a team beyond the project in a sense, like myself, I'm leading it, but there's a team of from the Atlas DAO that will be behind it, like moving it forward. So I'm so happy. Like I had like these great people involved too. So it's pretty amazing to see. But yeah, so this is just the beginning with the Geckies. And at last, next week will be really fun. Like some of the things we'll announce. So I can't wait to share all that, to see what the community think. Yeah, in that raffle part, that's like at last, but also part of Geckies. If you're on Discord, I post something there. If you're part of at last, make sure to check it out. But yeah, so we have the raffle, we have the peer-to-peer NFT loan on Stargaze. So all of these will kind of like work together with the Geckies. But the general goal is not that. That would be just an add-on. The general aspect of Geckies, like let's have fun. Let's bring the Gecky community together. Let's if you love the art, get one. If you don't love the art, doesn't matter, get involved and let's do cool stuff together. So that's literally what I want to do anyway in this space. But yeah.
I mean, that sounds awesome. Yeah, bringing a bit of WAGMI back to the space.
Yeah.
Can we just like go back to some of the stuff you said there? Like you're saying Gecky. I mean, I didn't follow the Geckies mint closely because by the time when I saw your message saying, hey, do you want a Geckies? I was like, let's go and check this out. It minted out. So you said the Geckies was a free mint. Is that?
Yep. It's a free mint. Free mint.
So if I'd realized that you'd sent me that message and I'd got back to you sooner and went to mint one, I literally could have had a Geckies for 0 stars. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, 0 stars. And the cool thing with Stargaze, there's no fee. So it's literally the free mint. I feel like Stargaze actually a free mint. When you go and eat, you pay gas fee. But like on Stargaze, it's actually free mint. So it's 0, 0. So you just have to open a wallet and kaboom, free mint. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, there's some people in this space who've been discussing different things about NFTs over the last few days. So it might be interesting to see if anyone else wants to come up and share their thoughts on this topic. But I mean, I'm just looking and like in dollar prices for this free mint, the cheapest Gecky now is like $43. And personally, I think this is what community loves. It's like you have it having a, I mean, okay, even if it was a pavement, like it's nice that the floor price is substantially above the mint price, because then everyone who minted is going to be happy. We've got an asset, or got an NFT, got a piece of art that theoretically we can sell for more than we paid for it. And that gives, which would certainly give me a nice warm feeling inside. Other projects maybe sort of launch with a higher mint price. And then the question is the floor price going to keep rising above that? And quite possibly the answer is yes, but I mean, it's pretty much impossible for a free mint to have a floor price below the mint price. So I think that's super cool. And then with regards to the other stuff you were talking about that you're building with the Atlas DAO team, do you want to talk a little bit more about your sort of P2P or the sort of the NFT loan platform, the raffles? I mean, where it seems very much like a project that I knew from sort of I don't know, about 18 months ago in Terra.
Illiquid Lab. So the original story of like the project, so they had like a project on Terra called Illiquid Lab, but like after the Terra crash and all that happened, so Terra didn't get that much traction in the NFT space. I think only like there's like a few projects on Terra, but they use the platform, they didn't have that much user, so they end up like shutting down in a sense, not like keeping up. So I reach out to them and like, yo guys, I wanna get this done and stuff. But they were like, no. They like they're busy, they're building other projects. So I got a group of them together and like to migrate it into Stargaze in a sense. Added like all UI and stuff. But like the code, like the smart contract, we did some change as well. But the good thing is the lead dev from the team, Kayensky. We got him involved. This dude is amazing. Like he's a cool dude. He's from French, or I don't know if I should dox him, but like it's somewhere in New York or somewhere. But like he's really dope. So we talk and like, yeah, let's figure this out. So he's working with us, and like the guy from, we have like Kaku from Yomos, and like we have a front end dev. He's amazing. He's like I tell him he's a beast. But yeah, and that's like we keep shipping there, and like we add some new smart contract. So because the previous platform they had kind of like missed some kind of like fundamental vision that I see and that I was missing in the raffle and NFT loan. So for a raffle, the way it used to work, where like you create a raffle, and when you start one, even if one ticket gets sold, the raffle starts. So you don't want to risk a blue chip NFT because maybe you might not get traction in just one person bought the ticket and they end up getting the whole thing. So in this next release that we'll launch this week, the smart contract is done. It's on Stargaze right now, the new update. We just kind of like adding something to the UI. Hopefully we can get that out this week. Kind of like you can have a raffle with multiple people winning. So you can create a raffle with 20, 100, 200 NFTs, and 200 wallet can win a raffle or NFTs. We also added you can have on a minimum ticket. So if you create a raffle, you can say, oh, I need this raffle to start when 200 tickets got sold. So you kind of like eliminate the risk of you losing in the raffle in a sense. So if you raffle doesn't reach that limit, you get all your fun back and the NFT back. We also added like Kainski, and kind of like the gated raffle, where like you can create a raffle for just your community, your NFT holder, or your DAO in a sense. And we also like kind of like automate the whole process of a raffle, so like you don't have to keep like acts of randomness. And one last thing that we did add that change also from like where it used to be in Terra Innocence is the randomness provider. So now before this you have like your own server and stuff to provide like the randomness. So now we're using your noise. So technically the app cannot be stopped right now. So it's like because everything is happening on chain. So even with the randomness that's being provided to noise to IBC. So when someone finish a raffle, you don't even have to trust the team. Everything is happening on chain. You can verify everything there. So it's kind of cool. But like on the loan side, it's like there's that one feature that I'm looking forward to. It's the collection loan offer. So that kind of add the same way on Stargaze, you have the collection offer. We're working to have something like that for the loan where you love bad kids, you know, bad kids floor price will rise over time. So you're like, maybe I can lend stars to bad kids. I can lend 20,000 stars to bad kids, and any bad kids holder can accept it anytime. So we can do the same thing. The same way we work for Stargaze. That's the way I envision it to work for the loan. So anybody can just create a loan, an entire collection loan offer, and if you want that NFT, you can accept it. Yeah, so that's like a general summary of the whole platform that we're building Atlas DAO, and that will kind of be integrated with the Geckos as well, but that'll be just one part of it. So the goal is not to make Atlas DAO the face of the Gecko, the face of Atlas. Everything is that way, but it's the kind of like added new perk over time around the community, around like other experiences, have fun and all that. So it's like you're on the Geckos, you can do a bunch of things with it if you want, do whatever you want. So that's why I vision it to work. So hopefully I'm able to get that and show that it's a free mint and there's like value can come out of that over time. But so far I feel like I did what I had to do. There's nothing else I have to do in a sense, because it's a free mint in a sense. I know I keep saying that, but I want to do more. And I love the art and yeah. So hey, I've been talking for a while though. I don't know if anybody want to hear me talk, but that's a general mind process. The Geckos and Atlas DAO, you know what I mean? So should be pretty fun going forwards. But yeah, I have one more edit I'm going to share, but like, I don't know if you have any other question and stuff.
That was a brilliant sort of description of what you're doing. I think that for people who might not be familiar with the platform, I do know it from the sort of the Liquid Labs days, and I've always thought it was a cool platform. The sort of issue was that being on Terra, there was just very little action. And you've obviously experienced that, having like the Atlas DAO NFTs on Juno as well, just two chains that were maybe sort of hot back in the day that have like become a lot less hot as newer chains and projects have kind of sprung up. It is really cool NFT tooling. So for anyone that does have a bunch of Stargaze NFTs, there may be some things you can do over on atlasdao.zone and then just going into the app. One of the TFM ambassadors, and some people in this space might know him, Dizzle underscore social on Twitter. He has done quite a few sort of educational threads on Liquid Labs. And essentially anything he's written about Liquid Labs applies equally to Atlas DAO. What he has been doing, he's been sort of doing sort of NFT-fi, I suppose, looking at people who've put NFTs up for loans, looking at sort of the interest rate that people are willing to pay, giving people a loan on their NFT, and then if people don't pay back their loan, he's ended up with a cheap NFT. Which is kind of cool, especially if the floor price has continued to rise. Another thing that he's done is maybe a bit more risky, but he's put his own like decent NFTs up for loan. And then when he's had a loan funded, so for example, like how that would work in practice is say I've got like, we'll say a Bad Kids. So I've got a Bad Kids, the floor price is what, $4,000. I could potentially put my Bad Kid up for and ask for a loan using my Bad Kid to secure the loan. If the floor price is $4,000, I could say, right, I would put my Bad Kid up. I would like a loan of $2,500, please. Like someone somewhere is going to think, wait a minute, that's potentially, if this guy doesn't pay back his loan, I'm going to get a Bad Kids for $2,500 after 30 days or whatever. So someone on the supplying the loan side could be quite happy with that. I could potentially be happy with that because I might have something really exciting to do with my $2,500. There might be like some meme coin over on Solana that I think, man, I just want to slam some money into this and it's going to be like an absolute home run. If I then get a 10x on my $2,500, I'm super happy. I can then pay the person that funded my loan back. Obviously, I've got to pay a little bit of interest. I might have to pay, say, $3,000 back, but then I'm going to walk off with like over 20k, assuming my Solana meme coin does really well. And I might sort of go and speak to someone like Rama. Oh, unfortunately, Rama's left the space. Maybe he's off to buy some shitters on Solana as we speak. But it can be a platform to do DeFi with NFTs. So on a personal level, yeah, I do know the platform. I do like the platform. And I'm really excited sort of to see what you're going to do with it. It's really interesting that you've not, because I mean, Liquid Labs did, it was all open source as far as I'm aware. So theoretically, Jacob could have just gone, brilliant, I've got essentially a project here, it's all open source code, we can just use that, we don't even have to speak to the devs who built it originally, and just take it. And there's nothing really to stop projects doing that with open source code, but I think it just goes to sort of show what sort of guy Jacob is, that he was like, hey, this is a cool project, I'm going to speak to the actual devs who built it originally, I want to get them involved. I appreciate the way you've gone about sort of doing this project.
Yeah, because the thing is, like, when I saw, I was like, yeah, that could have been an option, you know, because you had the team, you can just fuck everything and launch it on targets that way. But I kind of like, I understand the process and like building stuff, it's kind of like it's hard. And I feel like if I were to do anything, I would love to have the original team being involved too. It's kind of like the ethical way of doing things. I would say, you know what I mean? It's, I don't know. I feel like in Web3, people don't look at what work in Web2 and utilize it in Web2. It's kind of like, yo, it's Web3. Let's just be on a case. I can say the word twice. It's like, let's just do everything in the wildest way possible you can think of. It's like, there's actually clear example of our thing work in Web2. Use this and apply it in Web3, you know what I mean? So and also like, they know the contract better than anybody else too. So even if I were to like our team to do everything and launch everything, yeah, it would be fine in a sense. But like this new feature that we're launching, the reason we're able to get them so quick, it's because we have the original team working on it as well and kind of like giving advice and like having fun and like and doing it too. So there's that component of it too that people are missing, just forking everything. That's like, even if you fork a great project, it'll never be the same as the original project. You know, I mean, it's like there's like 1,000 fork of Uniswap, but it could never be Uniswap ever. But if you fork Uniswap and Uniswap is involved, you could have another Uniswap. So that's how I see it too. And also with Stargaze, the something that make it unique is the infinity pool for the loan, and also like the collection offer. that wasn't a thing in Terra. So why not with the NFTs? Even if you lend someone some stars on the NFTs, if the default, technically you should be able to get your profit back as long as you lend below the sell now price on Infinity Pool or collection offer. So you also open the door for, like, if you own stars, to earn some yields on your stars, actually. So it's kind of interesting. I haven't seen a lot of people utilize that yet, but should be as we push more marketing aspect in that. But yeah, so I might have to start using it myself. I didn't want to use it like a lot. I'm like, I know all the platform work, but I might have to use it like make video and like show people like it's possible. But I guess that's what I might have to do because like, people are losing out on that. But yeah, but I just want to like talk a bit more about the geckies. Like the geckies are fun. They're like cute. They're strong. We don't give up. So yeah, if you own the geckie will always bring you peace, joy, love, maybe some luck too, you know what I mean? So you might want to have some luck in your life. So maybe the luck, the geckie might bring you luck in a sense. But yeah, so that I say with this collection, it's been amazing and I'm grateful. Actually grateful for this opportunity, because I have a vision in my mind that I see where I can take this project. And sometimes I think big sometimes, so people don't see it, but over time people will see what I'm trying to do here. It's like I wanna just build something that's like just NFT project. I want this to be an actual thing where I go beyond Web 2. People might think I'm crazy, but I like to think big. So that's where I'm taking Atlas DAO and geckies beyond Web 3. So yeah, so like going forward, I'm gonna start being more talked more, like more loud about things. I've been like quiet too much. I see too much crap on NFT that I'm like, this NFT should never be where they are. But yeah, like now I'm gonna start talking about like in my Twitter and just be loud about what I'm building. But yeah.
Do it, be loud. And just one thing I've noticed actually. On the Geckies TFM page, there are no social links yet. So that's definitely something you should DM me. That's something that we don't go out and do super proactively, to be quite honest. It's usually
I didn't know you had that. Oh, that's cool. All right, so I must send you all the information. Yeah. There.
So what, Twitter, Discord, Telegram, also the link to the Atlas DAO site. We can probably get that on both the Atlas DAO collection and Geckies if you want it on the Geckies collection. One thing I've just been looking at some Geckies traits, and one that I quite like. There's a buy high, sell low T-shirt. That's kind of a catchphrase between me and one of my friends. So I might even gift him one of these if I can find one at a reasonable price. I'm wondering if we can maybe, go back to the sort of talk a little bit about the free mint and the tokenomics of a free mint, in the sense that I imagine you've probably kept some geckies back for the team, which I think is absolutely reasonable, because I mean, obviously, if people have a mint price of say $10 and the geckies is a 5,000 collection, that's 50k, which, and obviously there's bills to pay, there's devs to pay, marketplace fees and such like. I mean, how does that work with Stargaze? If you have a free mint, do you have to like pay Stargaze out of pocket? If you maybe just sort of talk about the economics of a free mint a little bit, please.
Yeah, so I'll say for the Geki, so that was like pretty unique in a sense where the art and like all the dev aspect were kind of handled already, so I didn't have like to pay that myself. But for the geckies, originally I was gonna take 10% of the supply for Atlas DAO in a sense, but due to like the we didn't expect it to gain that much traffic, and I'm like super amazed and I'm looking forward to keep pushing this project forward. So because of that, we saw like the interaction with everybody, they want to mint it. I'm like, oh, that's crazy. So we had a chat with the Stargate team and stuff, like, yeah, so I'm fine. Let's reduce it to 5. So we end up taking 5%. So a good amount of people came in. So we had reserved 5% of the supply. So far, I think I sent maybe like 22 or 25 to some contributor, people like who are doing like some meme stuff on Twitter, or like just being a contributor to the project or everyone. So, and after the rest, we'll most likely go to Atlas DAO, and that's the way it will go. But yeah, so I would say for freemint, it's kind of hard to judge. It's kind of hard to do unless you want to fund everything yourself upfront, or if you are yourself an artist and you know what you want to do, because you still have to be an artist. You want to, I don't know if you want to pay it out of pocket, or if you're an artist yourself, it's different. But yeah, so I'll say the collection one now, it's kind of like Unix space, where it's, since it's a free mint, there's not a lot of expectation involved, but it's kind of like there's some stuff going on. So it's kind of like in the middle of like what's gonna be next and what to people should expect from the collection. But yeah, free mint is not easy to pull off. I'll say that. Yeah, because I haven't seen that much successful free mint in Stargaze yet. Hopefully that change over time. Yeah, I'll try my best to make Geki stay relevant and be like one of the top projects in Stargaze, hopefully with the help of the community. But yeah, so that's Freemint are not easy to pull off over in general. Because you know there's so much stuff involved. People who don't want to do stuff for free. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, just jumping back in on that, I if anyone wants to sort of come up and ask a question about this or give Jacob a shout out, because I think that is really impressive. I mean, there's so many ways that people could turn a sort of free mint into a grift. You could sort of say, well, the Geckies is a 10,000 collection and it's a free mint, but we're going to keep 50%. And then obviously if the floor price goes up to something, well, like $40, and you've got 5,000 NFTs at $40, that is a ton of money that you can just dump on people's faces. But taking 5%, I mean, even 10%, I think is absolutely reasonable. But then sort of talking amongst the team and reducing that just to 5% is pretty impressive. I just a shout out for that. I think that's really like it's good to see sort of ethics in the space.
Yeah. The same for me is like I see the long term value of it, because the thing with me, I want to build a brand. You know, what do I see when I look at the Atlas DAO brand? Like for me, I see trust, I see integrity, I see a project where someone will be willing to put a lot of money in there and don't care because they know they will get that back. I see a project where the accomplishment of thing, the done, it's not just monetary value, but the thing I'm looking for, it's more of like, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know, let me just dumb it down, just the trust, you know what I mean? And like the people know throughout the cosmos that Atlas DAO is not a grifter. It's a project that will always look out for its community, no matter what. And I believe in the long term that would be a profitable brand. You know, like that would be something that people will want to go for. And that's what I'm willing. That's what I'm building. And it might take longer because we don't have that much funding. We're not requesting grant, but in the next, it's been 2 years now, so maybe like it took 2 years to get there. Maybe in another 1 year, you might see Atlas DAO like in Web2 being like something bigger than people expected. So I have a long vision, a big goal I want to do. So I'm not going to like see like the short-sighted aspect of like, oh my gosh, if I make that quick profit there, I might not be good for the long term. So if I'm able to build that brand, I'm able to do anything from that. You know, if I have the Atlas brand and I'm like the person leading it, I can launch anything out of that. You know, so I'm all for the brand, all for that. Yeah. Oh, I see crypto media came up. What's up, bro? I don't know if it's a bro, but what's up? I don't know.
Yeah. No, you was right, bro. How's it going? All good.
Yeah, I'm doing good. Doing all right. Thank you for coming up.
Happy to be here, man. Yeah, I just want to congratulate. The artwork is impeccable, like incredible, like, and the fact that it was a free mint, it's got endless potential. But you know, I'm happy to hear what I'm hearing. I felt like I had to, yeah. You know, but it's good to hear what I'm hearing. You know,
just jumping in there, Crypto Media. Did you manage to mint one?
I did. Yes, it wasn't a 1-1, but it was. I'm happy with what I got. I got a laser eye kind of thing. But yeah, it's good to see, man.
And yeah. Just as a user, then, like obviously, like Jacob's, like the creator of this collection, I missed out on the mint. How was the mint experience? I'm assuming you could only mint one. Is that right, or could you just spam the mint button? How did it work?
That's correct. I could have used multiple wallets, but I thought I'd keep it humble and just keep to one kind of thing. But I've had issues in the past with different networks and whatnot kind of thing, different chains, but it was very smooth. I have one question though. Is there any possible chances of future thoughts going towards staking or possibly creating your own validator to, like, you know, validate your footprint in the space, whatnot kind of thing in the future?
I would say for the validator, that's not out of the box. I feel like maybe DYDX and Stargaze, that might be a good option. But as for like what's next for the project, and like one thing that I've been discussing in the DAO, like Atlas DAO, is kind of like utilize the Geki as kind of like add on to the DAO, so we can like have some governance structure going on there. So keep on the look for that. But the Geki by himself, as we build this platform on Stargaze, would be integrated in kind of like having some perk where like you get discounted fees. And if the Geki end up being the DAO or Atlas DAO, that's not a definite solution now. But if that's the case in the next few days, that would mean that the Geki will have full control over the platform. So kind of like the fees, and that would be kind of like the first NFT, one of the first NFT platform on Stargaze to be governed by NFTs. But that's, if we go that way, that would be just an add-on, because I don't want like this collection to be another DAO in a sense, because that's, if I cap the limit, if I cap the limit, that would be kind of like a cap for what Geki can be. So Geki is more than that. The way I'm like marketing is more like, that's an add-on. So if you have a Geki, that's one more thing you can do with the Geki. So there will be more other thing that you will be able to do with the Geki that we will announce next week. That should be pretty, pretty cool, to say the least. So yeah, so it's, we haven't been there for a week yet. So so I'm telling you, next week I want to be interesting. So stay on the look for that.
Absolutely. And
sorry, go media. Oh no, you carry on. You carry on.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we've been on for around about an hour, so it's kind of a time we can maybe think about rounding this thing
yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Yeah.
I just want to mention one thing before you do end. I think it will be a major step into future incredible development, whatnot kind of thing, if you had any kind of concept designs of what you wanted to try and, you said earlier you wanted to try and create Web 2 to Web 3. I think merchandise will be massive in your sector, because the artwork is phenomenal. Like, it's I have to give you flowers towards it, I really do, but I could really picture it being on a hoodie or like a tracksuit or things like that, and that would really create some incredible income towards yourself and your project and your future development. Well, I'd like to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah, that's like I said, yeah, so that's not out of the box. But yeah, so that's something we can actually do. It's just a matter of like what I've focused on like the first 2 weeks, where like getting the community set. Like we have a Discord right now, but one that we mostly use Telegram. So I'm trying to like get some contributor first in the Discord before I make it announcement. So so yeah, all of this thing can be added like in the project. So that's not out of the box. But one thing I'm doing right now is kind of like reaching out to a bunch of people that are building project or like a founder or doing thing, to kind of like, if they want, can join a Discord, claim the contributor tag. And the goal is kind of like, if you own a Geki's, you're trying to build something on Stargaze, or mostly on Stargaze, but like other places on Cosmos as well, you can find someone to kind of like, not guiding you, but kind of guided you, but like give you advice and like show you thing you need to know and stuff. So yeah, so I'm reaching out to more contributors to see. We have a good amount right now. So that would be kind of cool. And after that, we can go to the merge, to the validator nodes, to all of this. But the most important thing that I'm seeing with the collection is like, if we can build, actually we are doing that right now, like a base of active user for Geki's. That's all we need to do. If we have like an active base of people that interact and use products, over time, people or any project in Cosmos or even outside of Cosmos will want to do free stuff for us. And that's one thing that I will push crazy hard on. It's like, let's build this, let's cultivate this active user base, and over time you'll see other projects do airdrop, other projects do free shirt, free conference, because they want to tap in into what we have going on at Geki's and at Last Style. So that's like one of my major focus. Like, if we have at least 200-300 people that like, they don't have to be active on Discord, right? It could be just wallet activity or like anything of that sort. I'm telling you, that's like, that's the major, that's the gold of Web3, is the user. So if as we cultivate that, that's all we need to do. Like, that's literally the success of Geki. If we have that, everything else will come. And if you're listening, you're not help, please do, because if you want to get keys, that's going to help you too. But yeah, so we've been talking for a while, so maybe we should end it now in this thing.
Yeah, I mean, just yeah. to come sort of back in what you're saying there, Jacob, you know, I mean, anyone can sort of come into Web3 and try and launch a project, which, I mean, is a lot of work in and of itself. But then if it's a new project, who knows if that person behind the project is going to be here after 6 months, after 12 months. I mean, I've known you personally via DMs for close to 18 months now, and you've been here trying, not building, for all that time. And then not only have you built something 18 months ago, you're continuing to build that thing and build new things into the Atlas DAO. But just on a sort of personal level, I'd like to salute you for sort of still being here and still building. And just kind of cycling back to TFM for a little bit, looking at the Geki's collection on the main Stargaze page, I mean, I can see that the distribution is over 75%. So for a collection of 5,000 NFTs, what that means is there's 3,774 unique holders. And that obviously includes the sort of 500 that were kind of kept back for the team. So, and the only other collection I can see in the top 10 at the moment is the Celestine Sloth Society. And they've got amazing distribution as well, actually. They're up at 87%. But I think, and I don't think they were a free mint, but the free mint methodology, I think, is just an amazing way to get great distribution. And then this sort of thing, you're talking about community and doing stuff together and the potential benefits to community members of being in the Geki's community, maybe being future whitelists for other collections and stuff. I just think it's a really sort of cool dynamic you've thought of. And I'm assuming you didn't just sort of think off the top of your head, hey, well, let's just do a free mint. A lot of thought must have gone into that. And I think counterintuitively, like sort of asking for no money up front can potentially be a super valuable thing, both for yourself and all the people. I mean, like Crypto Media, who's got a free NFT, which he could now sell for like $40. And with the laser eyes, probably a lot higher than $40. But I think just like creating value for people for free is going to come back to you and Atlas DAO and the Geki's. And I just really appreciate the way you've gone about your business.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. And I live for Web3. I don't know. People don't know that, but I have a passion for Web3. And my goal is to be full-time Web3. If not, I'm just going to, you know, I will like stay in my Web2 world, but I can find a job. I do cybersecurity. So that's like what I'm studying in school and stuff. But hopefully, hopefully this year I can just move over to just Web3, and like keep building, providing value, and push the Atlas DAO brand to somewhere no one has done before in Web3. So, like I say, I have big goals. People have been dissing me for 2 years already, so I still managed to build. Like, you don't know many people say like diss me in a sense. So I'm glad to have like this group of friends, like Tank, and other like people in this space, like I can reach out to and like, but people diss you so much, like not like seeing other people, seeing them coming back and like, yeah, what's up? But I always leave the door open. It's like, it's just business. You know, like, okay. But it's funny. Yeah. Crypto Media.
Yeah, I'd be respectful and wait my turn, bro, let you speak. But I got to say, people will diss you, man. That's what happens. Fortune favors the brave. You've got to think outside the box and what you're doing. This is just the beginning. Like you said, this has only been a week's time now. You're just getting your foot fully through the door right now. And if you look at, like, the previous kind of disagreements that have happened, for example, like Drill Club, you know, like they've got a great brand. They've done pretty much successful from the outseeing eye, so to speak. And Gekki's is like, you know, you can see just from the artwork itself and the way that you speak so positively about the whole project, it's got phenomenal, you know, people are going to look outside from all over the world and think, you know, I wouldn't mind rocking that project. And the fact that it's like I have no intention to sell, you know, like it's more about the artwork for me. It's more about building the community, creating unity, people coming together, you know. But that's just how I see it personally, myself.
Glad to have you. Well, yeah, so the journey gonna be fun. There's gonna be ups and downs, but I will always be there. Like, one thing with me, I don't know what to give up. So, so doesn't matter what happened, I'll always be there and like keep pushing forward and get us in the finish line that I see in my head. Yeah, so people will be amazed. People will be like, maybe I should be involved early on. So over time, one thing I'll say, I'll prove everybody that, like, what can you do with just hard work and dedication? That's one thing I want to do. And I will do it. That's just the attitude that I have. So, yeah, so if you're listening, you want to be involved in this process, yeah, be involved. You know, the thing is, you don't have to buy the NFT, just be involved. Like for me, it's not just you have to buy my NFT, oh my gosh, or to be in this. It's not like just a club thing. Yeah, if you're on the NFT, you're gonna have perk, you have all this thing. But if you want to be involved and just help shape this, yeah, there's a lot of way to do it. But yeah, so if you haven't checked TFM, they're pretty dope. And yeah, they have a lot of things going on in the near future that I'm looking forward to. But yeah, so it's pretty exciting time for the Cosmos in general in Stargaze. Your Stargaze growth, oh my gosh, people are about to go nuts to see what happens with Stargaze in the next few months. Stargaze is the NFT orb, so people, oh my gosh. The team behind Stargaze, I haven't seen such a good team my whole life. It's like I've been in Web3 for 2 years and like the best team I've ever seen, in the sense like I've talked to. Stargaze is like, oh my gosh. It's like, you know, I mean, it's like, it's amazing. Like what they build in this bear market too. So yeah.
And that's another topic of conversation, Stargaze team. I mean, hopefully we'll be speaking to them soon-ish. They were in New York for the big sort of NFT NYC, I think that's what it was called.
You were there?
No, I wasn't there, but I've been speaking to Stargaze a little bit, saying, hey, do you want to do a space sometime? And they were like, yeah, not this week because we're out and about, but maybe soonish. So that would be cool. And yeah, it'd be great to get sort of you jumping on as well to sort of share your experience of working with them. Crypto Media said something previously, I've forgotten exactly what it was, but I just thought that was a perfect way to sort of round the space off. And then me and Jacob have just kept speaking after that. But yeah, it's been a great space. Thanks everyone for being here. Big Tank, West in Peace is here, and a few other members. Someone, even Io rocking the Gekki's there. That's dope. Yeah, thanks everyone for being here. Two websites, I suppose, to take away with yourself if you're not familiar. AtlasDAO.zone being the AtlasDAO platform itself. And if you're looking to pick up a Gekki's, check out tfm.com/Gekki's. Hopefully Tank will be able to tell us at some stage about all his miners that he's got set up, and see, maybe he'll be able to mine enough to be buying Gekki's on a daily basis or something. We'll see. Thanks everyone for being here. It's been really brilliant hearing from Jacob and Crypto Media for stepping up and sharing your opinions. Peace out. See you guys. Bye.
motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom over impossible loss. It's all moss and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, say and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Terror Spaces.